The latest Batman movie continues to dominate at the box office.
You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
The Dark Knight Rises is number one for the second straight weekend, raking in more than $62 million. And joining us now live is WTOP man in L.A., Alan Silverman, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. Hey there, Alan.
Hey, Veronica. Good to talk with you again. And you're right. The Dark Knight Rises continues to defy expectations because after you have a big opening, as it did last weekend, you expect a big drop. But it dropped only a reasonable 61% from that record-setting debut. And, of course, in the wake of the Aurora tragedy, we were all wondering about the impact on its box office. A survey found that up to 25% of potential ticket buyers had apprehensions about going to the movies. But after a dip on Friday, blamed mostly on the Olympics opening ceremony, The Dark Knight Rises rose back up to decent audience numbers Saturday and Sunday. Its total domestic gross so far about $287 million. Except for the family audience that keeps coming back for more Ice Age Continental Drift, lifting that animated feature back up to second place, the rest of the chart had soft numbers, especially squishy where the two new wide releases were concerned. Step Up Revolution misses a few steps, opening in fourth place with just $11.7 million. And speaking of getting stomped, going for the R-rated comedy crowd, The Watch couldn't keep time. A $12.8 million debut is good enough only for a third-place opening weekend. Overall, the box office was off a full 25% from the same weekend in 2011.
So what's going on this weekend coming up? What's opening?
Well, those animated animals from Ice Age has a little bit of competition for the family audience from The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. The adaptations from these popular books have done really well with that young audience, with the family audience. And they're back again with Zachary Gordon starring as hapless Greg, who fumbles his way this time through summer vacation.
Everyone can relate to what Greg's going through, but just in a different way, as in they've been through situations like that, but not the exact moments or problems.
And I think that that sense of identification and the sense of fun makes this third Wimpy Kid adaptation a surefire hit with the family crowd. Batman could lose his top spot to a Cracker Jack remake of Total Recall, this time starring Colin Farrell, who admits a few misgivings over taking over the role that was played by Arnold Schwarzenegger in that 1990 version.
I remember all of his films growing up, you know, from Commando to Red Heat to the Terminators and Running Man and Predator, which still stands to this day as one of the great action films made, I think, and Total Recall. But it was different enough. It was tonally, it felt, when I read the script, it felt so different, even though the plot points were the same.
But there are a lot of differences from that original film, in addition to a few Easter eggs. If you know that original, you'll recognize a couple of little tips that director Len Wiseman put in there to acknowledge that he knows you've seen another version of Total Recall, and he appreciates that that you came out for his version. Len Wiseman, of course, the director of the Underworld movies, where he met his wife, Kate Beckinsale, who co-stars in this film, along with Jessica Biel, and they have a pretty knockdown, drag-out fight. It's I think, a little unusual still to see women, especially two beautiful young women, duking it out like prize fighters, but they go at each other tooth and nail, and not in the way that you typically see cat fights. I mean, they are really throwing punches.
It's not the Dynasty like cat fights that we remember, right?
Exactly.
No?
This is much more, you know, serious fighting. There are a couple on the art house circuit to mention. A clever, bittersweet indie romance called Celeste and Jesse Forever, about a couple that meets after a breakup from someone else. Andy Samberg stars along with Rashida Jones. And then a warning about one called The Baby Makers, a truly offensive comedy about a couple trying to have a baby. It stars Olivia Munn, and I tell you, I think she deserves a whole lot better.
All right. We'll check that out. Thank you so much, Alan.
My pleasure, Veronica.
WTOP's man in L.A., Alan Silverman, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service.